Hello and welcome to segment 3, How to Use the Word of Wisdom. My name is Stephen De La Cruz and I will be your teacher today. Now I want to remind you, there are three gifts that reveal that are revelation gifts. They are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Remember, there is an order in which the gifts are activated and flow. Knowing how they activate and how they flow will help you understand how they operate in you. First to activate is the gift of faith. It's a spiritual faith that is needed to activate the other spiritual gifts. Then the word of wisdom, then the word of knowledge. These three are activated in that order. After these, the other gifts that you will need to accomplish your work will be activated, such as the gift of miracles, the gift of healing, the gift of discerning. In this segment, I will talk about when to use the gift and how to use the gift. I will also talk about what does it feel like? Will I know it's of God? And that's always an important one because people are always concerned, how do I know? How can I tell if it's of God or if it's of me? And so I will address that also. Remember, you must be balanced in your life. What I mean by that is that you have to have a daily spiritual routine that you follow, just as you have a daily natural routine that you follow. And we all have this daily natural routine that we follow. When you wake up and you get out of bed, you begin your routine for the day and you head off to work. In the same manner, there must be a daily spiritual routine that you create, that you have, so that as you begin your day, not only do you enter into your physical work, your physical day, but you also enter into the spiritual realm of your day. Being balanced is important if you are to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Continuing with being balanced, as you are aware of your natural daily activities, in the same way you must be aware of your spiritual activities. What I mean by that is that you already have planned out how your day is going to go, what you're going to eat, who you're going to meet, what your job is going to be like. And when you get out, some of you may go and work out, whether it's walking in a park, taking a hike in the woods, or going to the gym. Others of you may be meeting up with friends. So you are aware of your natural daily activities. You must also be aware of your spiritual activities. And there must be a balance between them. If you are more involved in the natural things of your life, the practical things that exist in your life, then you're going to be unbalanced. And the same goes for the other side and those people that are spiritual, that when they wake up, the first thing they do is they begin to praise and worship God. And they spend their day in meditation, reading scripture, and that's their whole day. They are on the spiritual side of things. But if that's all they do and they're not balancing that with the natural part of their lives, then they are also unbalanced. So we must come to a place, if you're going to use the gifts of the Spirit on a consistent basis, then our lives must be consistent also. Living in the natural world and working there, and living in the spiritual world and working there. So remember, if you are unbalanced, this makes it difficult to receive the 9 gifts of the Spirit and to use those gifts in a consistent way. Now, some of you out there may use the gifts and they come and they go, and that is a sign that you're unbalanced in one side or the other, whether you're in the natural world, leaning more to the flesh side of your existence, or you're in the spiritual realm, leaning all to your spiritual existence. So there's that imbalance that you have, and you have to get back to a place of being balanced so that the gifts of the Spirit operate in you on a consistent basis. Examine your natural daily routines and adjust and examine your spiritual routines to be balanced. Balanced is the new word for you. Balance will look different for each of you because you each live and work in different environments, but the result will be the same, balance. Now let's talk about how to use the word of wisdom. And this is a big one because if you've been operating the gifts of the Spirit, then you have some experience of how the word of wisdom works and what it feels like and how it operates. If you're new to this, then this will give you some insight so that you don't walk into this blindly, but you have an idea of what may be, of what may happen or how it could happen. And that's the purpose of these courses that I'm sharing with you. Remember how the word of wisdom operates, okay? It reveals the hidden plans of God and the mysteries. This gift or ability gives you insight of how to proceed in whatever God has called you to accomplish or whatever environment you're in. So it reveals hidden plans and it reveals the mysteries that have been hidden by God from the beginning of creation. I'll share an example of how the word of wisdom works in my life. And this is just one example. But before I do, I want to share what I do for a living. Those of you who follow me know that my day job is as a biomed engineer. What that means is that I travel all over the United States of America and parts of Canada working in hospitals. For me, every day is a different city to work in and a different hospital to deal with. Many times I must engage with people I have never met, which adds stress to my day. I'm considered an expert at my job and many times called into places where others have failed. My job requires me to install cutting-edge medical equipment in these hospitals, such as in their operating rooms, their emergency rooms, and in their laboratories. I tell you all this so you understand that the gifts of the Spirit function in any environment. The gifts will function in your everyday work life, not just in church, not just when you're surrounded by godly people, or when everything is perfect, or even when you feel good. The gifts will work and operate when you're at your worst and you just feel terrible, and when everything is falling apart, when you feel like giving up, or you've given up, when you're surrounded by the unbelievers, the ungodly people that you meet in everyday life. And yes, the gifts will still work in every one of those moments. This is how to use the gift at your work and when to use it. So keep that in mind. So this is how to use the gift at your work and when to use it. So here's an example of how I use the gifts of the Spirit at my job. And the one I want to focus on is the word of wisdom. And as you've heard me teach so far, there are three gifts that activate immediately, all right? So keep this in mind. The gift of faith is the first to activate because it's a spiritual gift and it's a gift that is needed to activate the other spiritual gifts. So it's not your faith that is activated. It's the gift of faith, a spiritual faith. After that, the gift of wisdom, and then the gift of knowledge. And in this example I'm going to share with you, there were a couple other gifts that were actually working, but I'm going to focus on the word of wisdom in this example. Now, this particular day, I was installing a new system that detects multiple diseases found in blood and body fluids. The machine that I was installing was very large and had to be transported from the loading dock to the laboratory on the 9th floor of this hospital. So it was going to be a long walk from the loading dock to the 9th floor. A moving crew had been hired to deliver the system to the loading dock of the hospital and to help me move the system from the dock to its place in the lab. It took about 5 hours to have everything moved into its right place before I began the installation. So before I began to work, all right, I had traveled to that hospital and it took me 3 hours to get there. Then once the system was at the loading dock, it took another 5 hours to get it from the loading dock to move it to the ninth floor. Now that it's in place, I get to begin working. And I know some of you out there have similar jobs where there's just a whole bunch of setup before you actually get to work. Now, during the move, I became acquainted with the guys from the moving crew. When I was just about done with the moving crew and ready to send them home, I received a word from the Holy Spirit that he had something to say to the man that was the boss, the leader for this crew. At that moment, it was not revealed to me what the Holy Spirit was going to say to the man, only that he wanted me to speak to the man. As I helped the crew clean up the area, I walked over to this crew leader and asked to speak with him. I still didn't know what I was going to say or what had to be said. I chose one of the hallways available to us, and we walked down a certain distance so no one could hear us speaking. When I knew that no one could hear us, I quieted my thoughts and listened to what the Spirit wanted to say to this man. The man moved in front of me and looked at me and said, "Okay, what did you want to say?" As he spoke, my thoughts were filled with the words the Holy Spirit wanted to say to this man. When the man finished saying, "Okay, what did you want to say to me?" I opened my mouth and these words came forth. "I have a message for you from God." The man looked at me as though I had just lost my mind. I continued speaking the words that were being given to me. I said to the man, "When this job is finished, you are going to see a woman who is not your wife. You will not go to her, but you will go home to your wife. You will come back to me and return to the church you left." That was the whole message. I stopped talking and waited. The man looked at me for what seemed like minutes without saying anything. Just a side note, this man had just finished his tour of duty in the United States Army. He stood about 6'3" and he was fit. And if he wanted, he could have beaten me. He was a trained warrior. I had received no other words to say to this man, so I stood there quietly waiting to see what was next. How did I know to be silent and wait? The gift of wisdom gave me insight of what to do. Now here's another side note that I want to share with you. Never add or take away from the words God gives you to speak. That's not your job. And God doesn't need our input. The message is not for you. Keep that in mind. The message is not for you. So you don't need to understand it. You just need to give it. Remember, the message is for that person or those people. Speak it the way it has been given to you. It's never a good thing to change the words of God just so they sit well with you. Always remember, speak it the way it has been given to you and then be silent. Don't add anymore and don't take away. Now, as I waited there, the man took his eyes off me and looked at the floor. I watched his face and saw anger building. Then I saw the anger turn to shame. He finally spoke as he continued to look at the floor. He said, "I was going to see an old girlfriend after I was done here, but no one knew that. I just started talking to her this week. She asked me to stop by her apartment when I was done with this job." He looked at me as he continued speaking. "I left my church because I wanted to go back to the life I lived before I became a Christian. I thought that God didn't care what I did or even knew that I existed. Now here you are telling me what I was about to do and that I hid myself from God." As he finished speaking, I received from the Holy Spirit to speak in my words to this man. I said this to him using his name, the man's name. "God loves you and sent me to tell you to come home. God is protecting you and your family by letting you know if you go to this woman, you will be harmed and your family will be broken. Go back to your church this Sunday. Seek what God wants of you." I didn't pray for him. I didn't hug him. I just said, "Okay, let's get back to work." So we did. And now that's something also that's very important for those of you who are working. We are professionals. And so there is that balance again. When you're using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You don't need to make a scene. You don't need to be loud. You don't have to throw your hands up in the air. You don't have to shake and tremble and begin speaking out loudly in tongues. The gifts are given to us to use, not that the gifts overtake us, but they are given to you and to me to use. And since we are in a professional place, then we must respect the laws and the rules that are there. And that is what I did that day. Because lack of time, I didn't have the ability to pray for him. Now, I did have the ability to hug him, but from what I was seeing, he didn't seem like a man that liked to be hugged. And you'll know that. You'll know some people need that hug and others don't. And that's where I was. So remember, when you're at work, you don't need other people to see what you're doing. Remember, the scripture says that Jesus said, what you do in secret, God will openly reward you. Keep that in mind. And I know there's going to be Christians out there that say, oh, you're just being a secret Christian. That's a bad thing. No, it's not. If you read what Jesus did, Jesus kept his ministry secret for a specific amount of time until he was called to be open so that he could be betrayed and taken to the cross. Many a times, as when you read that Jesus healed someone, he said, go and don't tell anyone who did this. This is God in the flesh saying, go and don't tell anyone who did this, who healed you. So use wisdom when using the gifts. Jesus said, be as wise as a serpent, yet gentle as a dove. And what does a serpent do? A serpent lies in wait, and it's quiet until it's about to strike. That is the thing that Jesus is calling us to do, calling you to do using the gifts. The people where you work at don't need to know that you can heal. They don't need to know that you can do miracles. They don't need to know that the gifts of the Spirit are working in you. What you need to do, and what I do, is that I move around among the people and work among them and pray and use the gifts as the Holy Spirit shows me through the gift of wisdom, knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now, there is a series that I have. It's called The Age of the Hunters. And I do talk about that being specific where you're at work and how God is calling us in these last days to move into that spirit of a hunter. So if you're interested, that's another place you can go and you can listen to that. I would say episode 3 and episode 4 would address what I just shared with you about how to move around quietly and do use the gifts, especially for those of you at work. Now, when you're in church, it's a whole different environment. So you must know when to be open and when to do your work for God quietly. Now, I use the word of wisdom here in this example to guide me through a conversation with a person I didn't know anything about. Now, remember, I had just met this man that day. That was it. And I was in one of the most prestigious hospitals in that area. So there were a lot of cameras everywhere. There were people walking in and out and down the hallways. And we're talking about doctors, surgeons, nurses, scientists. So I was in an environment where it was not given to religious expression. So I used wisdom to choose which hallway to walk down so we could speak privately. I used wisdom to give me insight when and where I should speak. The word of wisdom gave me insight of how to navigate in the conversation. All this happened at the speed of thought. As you begin to use the gifts, you become accustomed to the speed and flow of the Holy Spirit. Then you begin to move at the speed of the thoughts that are flowing through you. Also, this is not the only way wisdom can be used, but it is one of the many ways. The word of wisdom was working in combination with other gifts, as I said earlier, and they were all working at the same moment. In this segment, I am addressing the word of wisdom, even though there were other gifts working, but I want you to see how the word of wisdom was working here in this example. Now, for you, As the gift begins to work in your life, the word of wisdom, the Holy Spirit may use it in a different way with you. But you will know how to behave in each event as you use the gift of wisdom more and more. You become familiar with the conversation of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit leads you and activates that gift. Now, what's the purpose of the gift of wisdom? Let's talk about that one more time. To reveal the hidden plans and the mysteries of God for your glory. And you can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 7. And Paul says that, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. How does that work in your favor? It gives you insight how you should act, behave in the environment that you're in at that moment. Whether it's your everyday job or whether you're in church worshiping, that word of wisdom is there to reveal the hidden mysteries of God that was ordained before the ages. Now, when to use it? When do you use the gift of wisdom? After listening to this example that I just shared with you, where do you believe you can use the gift of wisdom? Can you use it in church services or worship service? Can you use it at your workplace? What do you think? Where can you use the word of wisdom? If you said anywhere, then you're right. Anywhere, anytime the gift is needed, that is where you use the gift, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to repeat something I said, and I'm going to put it in this way. I'm going to put a warning here. Please remember to use good judgment when you use these gifts. Respect the sensibilities of the people you are around and your work environment. Follow the laws and rules of the place you work and the city or country you live in. Do all things with respect and honor that the unbelieving, will look at your life and see a person they long to be like. And by doing this, you will bring them hope and salvation. Also, by showing respect to the laws and the rules that are set in place, you will quiet all those that speak against you and the body of Christ. Do all things in love, kindness, and peace, and be balanced. Now, what does the gift feel like? So I'm going to give you some insight here, and I'm sure some of you have heard and some of you already know what feelings and sensations that you may have when the Holy Spirit begins to work in you and use the gifts. Now, people have described the sensations differently. Some say it's like a strong presence or a powerful word that overwhelms the other thoughts in your mind. For me, this is one way, and I'll share another way, but for me, one way, it is like a friend speaking with you, giving you advice or requesting you to do something. It's not overwhelming, but there's this sense of trust built between the Holy Spirit and I. And I have come to learn and understand that the thoughts and words that are flowing through me are not mine, but they're of the Holy Spirit. They're of God. For me, it's having a conversation with the Holy Spirit in my thoughts. Like when I'm talking to myself, going over ideas and making decisions. Instead of just me conversing with myself, I'm speaking with the Holy Spirit. I may be drawn to someone, then the gift begins to work, such as knowledge, wisdom, and faith. And there's this sense that I need to say something to that person. And right there, when that happens, I begin to ask the Holy Spirit, do you want me to speak to this person? Is this you? And I'm not struggling back and forth with, is this you or not? I'm just asking, like, just as I'm talking with you right now, as I'm teaching you. It's just a simple conversation that I'm having. And if the answer or the sensation or the feeling or my senses say no, then I move on. And so I go from that premise, what are you asking? And then that is where my relationship with God kicks in. And the time that I spent reading scripture and the time that I spent praying, the time that I spent with God in worship, all that kicks in because I have built this relationship, this trust with the Holy Spirit. In each case, there is a sense of purpose and feelings that and a feeling that something is going on here or with that person. There's this sense that is stirring in me. When this happens, you must begin asking the Holy Spirit what is going on, and He will activate the gifts that you need at that moment to act. Another example I'll share with you that recently happened to me, and it happens to me when the power of the Holy Spirit is beginning to change that person, or the gift of miracles begins to work in me. It's this powerful moment when I hear the actual language of God coming forth from me out to whomever I'm speaking to or whatever I'm speaking at. Because the language of God is creative. As it is spoken, it creates. Remember, God says, "My word does not come back void." So this is another way the Holy Spirit works through me. And the reason I'm sharing this with you, because I know some of you out there already do this, or this happens with you, and some of you who are just learning, this will begin to happen with you also. So as that power, that particular gift begins to flow through me, my body, my physical body, this natural body, has difficulty with that power, that presence. And so I begin to tremble. It begins in my legs and begins to move throughout my body. And I have to literally not control it, but calm the flesh down. And when I say tremble, nobody sees me trembling. It's this quiet trembling. It's like oscillating. And it flows through my body into my hand. And as I'm touching the person, my hand is actually oscillating as I'm beginning to speak the language of God. And I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. I'm literally talking about words that you would understand. But these are words coming out from God. And so that's another way that it happens for me, is that when I sense that my body is trembling, I know this is a different gift. This is power coming through me as I speak the language of God, that it's creative. And so in that moment, I just flow with the Spirit. So I just wanted to share that with you so that you know that there are other ways that the gifts will feel like in your body. And each one of us, it's different. Now, I know some people, and as I just shared with you, I'm going to take a bit more time here before I move on. There are some people that the natural, the flesh, gets all, what word can I say, excited as the Holy Spirit begins to move through them. And they get loud. They lose complete control of their flesh, and they're screaming and speaking in tongues and waving their hands and jumping around, and they're dancing in circles, moving in circles. Now, I want to say this to those of you who do this. It's time for you to mature. This is not about quenching the Holy Spirit. This is about quenching the flesh. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't need your physical body to be jumping around and doing all that. All the Holy Spirit needs from you, and as I've shared with you and will continue sharing with you throughout these 9 gifts, is that the Holy Spirit needs your obedience. And that is to speak a word. So your body jumping around and making all this noise and drawing all this attention is not necessary. All right? Remember, where did the prophet find God when he was hiding in the cave? I won't say his name because I know you guys know it. But where did the prophet find God when he was hiding in the cave? He was running away from those who would try to kill him. And he looked for God in that cave, but didn't find him. There was an earthquake, but it says he didn't find him in the earthquake. There was a tornado, but he didn't find him in the tornado. All this noise and all this loudness. There in the quiet night, he found him in the quietness, in the whisper. So now if God is not in the tornado, spinning in circles and making all this noise and drawing attention, if God is not in the earthquake, shaking everything up and banging on this or that, but he's in the quiet. If the Spirit of God comes in you, do you think that he's going to be making all that noise and all that sound? No. That's your flesh. And that is where you must mature. Now, I will share with this with you. When I was much younger as a Christian, I did make all that noise. I did shake my hands and I would speak out in tongues very loudly in other languages because I saw everyone else do it. And so I assumed, well, this must be the way it has to be done. But as I began to get closer to the Holy Spirit and my praise and my worship and my prayer, I began to learn that God is in the quiet. God is not in this flesh. This is where you start, where we all start. You know, we're young and the flesh gets all excited. Your physical body is going to feel that power flowing through you and you're going to become excited. And yes, it's going to react. But that's where discipline comes in from you to mature and to bring into balance that natural part of you with the spiritual part of you. Because the natural part cannot enter into the spiritual realm, as I've shared with you. And the spiritual realm, remember, the spiritual realm can work in the spirit and can work in the natural. But the natural flesh, this natural world, can only work in the natural. It cannot enter into the spirit. So it gets all excited as all this power and this authority is flowing through you because you're feeling it in all your senses and the physical body feels it. So remember, as these gifts begin to work in you and your flesh wants to just take off, keep in mind what I shared with you in the warning, to be sensitive to the sensibilities of the people around you, and that God works in the quiet, not just doing all these great and powerful miracles. All right, let's continue. The Holy Spirit will speak to you through your thoughts. You will feel, sense, and know that there is something about to happen or is happening. You need to learn to tell the difference from your own thoughts and the voice of the Holy Spirit. And you can go back to segment one, and that will help you discern between your thoughts and the Holy Spirit's thoughts. You can strengthen this affinity with the Holy Spirit by a daily balance of prayer, reading scripture, and spending time in worshiping God. In the beginning, you may have difficulty distinguishing between your thoughts and the words from the Holy Spirit. This is due to a lack of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. This is where balance comes in. And you're going to hear this throughout all this teaching about being balanced. You must learn to balance your everyday life, your natural life, your practical life with your spiritual life. Remember, too much emphasis to the flesh leads to no intimacy in the spirit. Too much emphasis in the spirit leads to a lack of empathy for the practical part of your life. If you are going to use the nine gifts of the spirit, you must be able to walk in both worlds balanced. All right, let's move on. How will I know if it's from the Holy Spirit? As you build trust with the Holy Spirit by a balanced life of prayer, reading scripture, and spending time worshiping God, you will know what you are hearing, feeling, and sensing is of the Holy Spirit. By doing this, you become familiar with the ways of God. The way he thinks, the way he speaks, the way he moves. You begin to strengthen your relationship to become more of an intimate relationship. You learn to know the voice of the Holy Spirit. For some of you, you may even hear an audible voice, or you may hear the Holy Spirit as a thought in your mind. It is similar as the sensation when you talk to yourself, like when you're audibly talking out loud to yourself when no one is around, or when you are thinking quietly to yourself, considering the possible outcomes of your actions. There is a discussion going on of what you're going to do, say, and act. The differences are that the reply that comes back in the discussion is not of you. It is not of human wisdom. It is not of human origin. Segment one will help you discern between your thoughts and the Holy Spirit's thoughts. I can say as you become balanced in your walk, you will know what is human wisdom and what is the word of wisdom, the wisdom of God. God uses many different means to contact us, such as thoughts, a phrase, a feeling, or even through dreams. But for this teaching, I have focused on thoughts. Even if you don't think a certain thought is important, yet it is leaving a lingering feeling in your heart or your emotions, don't ignore these senses. Don't ignore your feelings. Compare the feelings and sensations with Scripture. Look to see what other people in the Bible did when God spoke with them. Ask the Holy Spirit, is this you? Reveal to me how to know it's you. I'd like you to take time to read and review this scripture after this lesson is done. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Go over this scripture as many times as you need. Begin talking with the Holy Spirit of the events going on in this scripture. And ask the Holy Spirit, how does this apply to you? It's 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. It's part of your task for this segment. And that leads me to the task. So, begin a daily routine of talking with God. This is not praying where you ask, where you seek, or where you knock to receive from God. This is just a conversation, just talking with God. You should start out by talking about your day, then ask God about His day. Take a moment to the best of your ability, quiet yourself, quiet your thoughts, and listen. If nothing is heard or nothing moves in you, then you are done. Do not force anything. This is a time for you to enjoy and to learn. Just begin having a conversation with God at any time, while you're at work, while you're driving, while you're going about your day. Remember, you can talk with the Holy Spirit in your mind, your thoughts. It doesn't have to be out loud, but if you prefer that, just be aware that other people might be around you and they might think you're a bit crazy. So just remember other people's sensibilities. And so this task is about you and God just having a conversation. And you can do it at any time, anywhere. Even if you're having a bad day, talk with God. Believe me, God knows when you're angry, when you're upset, when you're mad, when you're hurt, when you're disappointed. So talk with God. And share what's in your heart, because it's not a secret. So open up and speak to God. Say what is in your heart. And be free with the Holy Spirit. And you'll be amazed how quickly your relationship becomes so intimate. As I close, I want to pray with those of you who want to receive the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Take a moment and join me in this prayer. Repeat after me. Jesus, I thank you for your kindness and your goodness. As I come before you, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Those sins I know that I've committed willingly. Make me new and restore to me what I have lost. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit right at this moment. Fill me with that promise. And may the gifts flow in me right now in the name of Jesus. I receive in myself your blessing, your favor. Reveal to me the path you have created for me. Activate your gifts in me, Holy Spirit. Pour your anointing power over me. Make me one with you as you are one with the Father. I surrender myself to your desire, and I receive in myself your gifts. Thank you. Amen. Amen and amen. If you have any comments or questions, direct them to the email provided on this website. When contacting me, please include the course title and the segment you are commenting on. And if your life is being changed by these courses, please email me. Let me know the wondrous changes that are going on in your life. Smile again, laugh again, believe again. Together we will finish this race. Now go and enjoy your life. I encourage you to live. Break free of the things holding you back and live. Shake off the chains that hold you down. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race and live again. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. I say, come and drink. Thank you. Have a great day, and remember, you are not alone.